The Toby Gribbin Show. Highlights.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Now, Margaret Mitchell Favor is with us here on the Toby Gribbin Show, and we're going to talk about her book, Running From Her Feet. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Toby. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you on the show. Now, this book, Running From Her Feet, how would you describe it?
I would say, number one, it's a woman's read. Mm. Number two, it is the story of the legacy of one child's violent sexual abuse on her descendants.
That's interesting. In what way do you look at that?
I suppose, Toby, let me begin by saying this. The inspiration for actually going in that direction with the novel was the Me Too movement. Mm. When I saw thousands of women coming forward saying that they had been suffered sexual harassment or abuse, I began to wonder what effect that would have not only on their lives moving forward, but on the lives of their children and grandchildren and so forth. So the novel that I had been writing and researching for many years shifted and morphed into more of a story of the legacy. What can happen? What does happen when a person suffers something such as sexual abuse or violence? And what does that leave? It leaves a thread that weaves its way through the lives of descendants.
Yeah, that's something that we don't often think about, is it? What do you think it leaves behind? I mean, do these victims educate their children about certain things that other parents might not, or maybe treat them in a different way?
I think it could be either positive in that way. I mean, it could be an educational thing. In this particular novel, it is not. And the legacy is not what you would think. It is not sexual abuse leading to sexual abuse leading to sexual abuse, which is often the case. The reaction or the legacy that the daughter of Lizzie, who is the child who suffers this abuse, her reaction is something totally different. And her daughter's reaction, again, is totally different. So I think it can morph in many different ways, positive and negative, Toby.
Mm. Would you say there's an overall message behind the book?
Yes. I think the message behind the book is if you want to truly embrace your life in the present, you truly need to examine and learn what has happened in the past and accept it and understand. I mean, through knowing what someone went through, you begin to gain an understanding for that person that maybe changes your view, not only of them, but of yourself.
How long did the book take you to write?
8 years. Wow. 8 years, Toby, just a small part of my life. But there again, that's because it started out as one story, but changed to the concentration on the legacy. So there was a lot more research involved. Yeah. And I'm a researcher. I'm always inclined to research my subjects, my characters, the times, whatever history has to offer.
That's the thing. Research is important because, especially with a subject like this, I suppose, you've got to get things right.
Yes, you do. And when we're dealing with the early 20th century, which is when this particular novel or legacy began. It's not where the novel begins. You have to know what the social constraints were for Lizzie in her time. And again, what the social constraints were for her daughter, Beverly Ann, and then the protagonist, Hope, if she did or did not have social constraints. So you have to research. You have to understand what these women were faced with and what they could and could not do with their lives.
Yeah. And why is it called Running From Her Feet?
Actually, the person, the character in the book that reveals why it is titled Running From Her Feet is a man. Mm. And he happens to be, and I don't want to give too much away. Yeah. I'll just say that he is a relative who comes to the surface and explains that you can't run from your feet, or as he put it, run from your past.
Yeah. Do you have a particular favorite part of the book, perhaps?
I have many favorite parts, but if you'd like, I'll read you two paragraphs that near the beginning that might be helpful. Would you like that?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. This is the main protagonist, the one from the present, Hope. And she speaks, by the way, all three of these women speak in their own voice in the present tense. She speaks directly to the reader as she's sitting at the memorial service for her mother. And the paragraph begins, I came face to face with grief on my way in. A woman standing outside the door grabbed my arm as I was about to enter the church. When I turned, I saw that she'd been crying. I just stared in silence. Maybe I wanted to see what I should be feeling, but wasn't. I don't know. But her distorted face, swollen lips, and puffy eyes, locked in disbelief, bled grief. I could tell she wanted to say something, maybe express condolences, but when she opened her mouth to speak, it was empty of words. Wouldn't have mattered anyway, not to me. To be truthful, I might have been able to pull off a David Copperfield for these people if I hadn't seen it sitting on her bedside table the morning following her death at Valley View. The word diary embossed in gold taunted me to pick it up. I remember a frigid breath of guilt shivered across my face when I did. I knew whatever she had written was not meant for my eyes, but I convinced myself I just wanted to breathe in the memory of my mother one last time. Liar. The worn leather binding, smooth to the touch, had a familiar scent. My mother's secrets smelled of gardenias.
Wow, that's incredible.
Thank you.
Is there an audiobook for this? And if so, do you do the voice?
No, I would have loved to. I do the voice. I do. I've been told that I have a good reading voice, Toby. But yes, there is going to be one. I'm not sure if it's out on Amazon just yet. But my marketing company wanted to do that themselves. So alas, I'll read it to you anytime you like, Toby.
Yeah. So could you not have twisted their arm and, you know, forced them to get you to read the audiobook?
Well, Toby, maybe they'll listen to this interview and decide that really I should do the audiobook.
Yeah, maybe they will.
Yeah,
I wonder
maybe
if they're
they
listening.
Will.
Was there a favorite part of writing the book as well?
Yes, and that would be, I suppose, was it a favorite part? Let's say it was the happiest part. Yeah. When the gentleman, Uncle Jack, appears, and I've just given you his name, he's quite a character. And so he brings a lightheartedness to an otherwise sad and difficult portion of the story to tell. And I particularly enjoyed Uncle Jack. Yeah. Don't know that I had such an uncle, but I really, really enjoyed that character.
You've written books before this, of course. So was it quite natural for you to be able to write a book?
The only thing that I've published before is a memoir about my mother. And that was much easier to write than this novel. But I think it was not difficult for me to write this book because I am particularly interested in the 19th and early 20th century and the social constraints faced by women and particularly female authors of that time. Mm. Authors like Kate Chopin and Dorothy Sayers. And so I read these authors and I can see that they were what I call bumblebeeing up against those constraints and imagining what a woman's life could be. So for me, it was just an extension of something that's already a passion.
Yeah. So do you think you could write more books after this?
I'd like to. As a matter of fact, I think hope might have set the stage in her very last line for the next novel.
What is the very last line? Are you going to tell us?
You want me to give everything away? Well, yeah. Actually, it's more than just, well, the very last line is there is always hope. Mm. But what I really shouldn't tell you what it is that she ends up doing with her life. But I do think that it could lead to another novel.
And in the meantime, where are we able to find this book, Running From Her Feet?
Right now, it should be on Amazon, or will be shortly, and also on Barnes & Noble. And of course, listeners can always check in with my website, margaretmitchellfavor.com, and there's links on there for the books and also my social media, so they can keep in touch with me, Toby.
Excellent. Well, many thanks for joining us today. It's been great to talk to you.
And you too, Toby. Thank you for having me.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh, yeah. Hey! Yeah, yeah.
Hey! The throbbing pulse of sound. The Toby Gribben Show.